I'm Tom Maloney with Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. It's Friday, August 7th, 2020. Coming up, we'll get the latest on NIPSCO's record fine for pipeline safety violations. Schools could face budget cuts if they don't return in person this fall. And the state's unemployment trust fund could be drained by September. NIPSCO will pay one of the highest fines in state history for natural gas pipeline safety violations. The state of Indiana says the company failed to timely find or mark some of its pipelines, which could have caused natural gas explosions. They will pay a fine of $1.1 million. NIPSCO Communications lead Nicole DiMario says the company is working to ensure its maps are up to date and do more training on how to locate underground lines. NIPSCO has seen more damage to its pipelines this year as homeowners took on more projects due to stay-at-home orders. The company encourages people to call 811 at least 2 days before digging in their yard. The school City of Hobart will push back its students' first day of school to August 24th because of the coronavirus pandemic. It was set for August 12th. Superintendent Peggy Buffington requested the extra time to help drive down the number of students elected to return to school in person, because she's concerned about being able to maintain social distancing in the buildings. Buffington told the Times that about 70% of parents district-wide elected for in-person learning. School days will be added to the end of the academic calendar to make up the difference in instructional days. Meanwhile, Indiana's Senate president says public schools across Indiana could face budget cuts if they don't hold in-person classes this year due to the coronavirus pandemic. In a letter sent to school leaders on Thursday, Republican Rod Bray reiterated state law that currently caps per-pupil funding for students who take at least half of their classes virtually to 85% of basic tuition support. The letter contradicts prior assurances from Governor Eric Holcomb and other state leaders that schools would remain fully funded regardless of instruction medium. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jennifer McCormick is now calling on Holcomb to hold a special legislative session to honor his previous promise. The Lake County Council is getting ready to revamp the county's tax sale rules and procedures following a Times investigation that uncovered alleged improper bidding and deceptive real estate practices. The council will review the measure on Tuesday of next week. If approved, tax sale bidders will be required to certify they either as an individual or business do not have any unpaid property taxes in any Indiana county, including Lake, or an open bankruptcy proceeding. Bidders will be explicitly prohibited from bidding on behalf of or at the direction of any person or entity and must pay for tax sale certificates won at the auction on their own behalf. Any person who bids on behalf of a person owing delinquent property taxes is committing fraud. The rule changes follow the controversial 2019 tax sale where Thomas Wisniewski, described by the Times as a serial tax delinquent real estate speculator, and other straw buyers allegedly purchased more than 500 property tax certificates on behalf of Broadway Logistics Complex. A state official says Indiana's unemployment insurance trust fund will be depleted before the end of the calendar year if Hoosiers continue seeking assistance for joblessness at the current pace. The fund provides jobless benefits for the unemployed. Data from the U.S. Department of Treasury shows that it had about $886.8 million in early March before the coronavirus pandemic. But the Indianapolis Star reports that the fund's balance has fallen to $171.8 million as of August 5th. The Indiana Department of Workforce Development's Chief of Staff, Josh Richardson, says that if the current pace of payments from the fund continues, it will be exhausted sometime in September. In sports, the Blackhawks are one win away from entering the Stanley Cup Finals. The Hawks have a 2-1 series lead over the Edmonton Oilers and will play Game 4 today at 5:45. With a win tonight, the Hawks would face the number one seed in the West, which is still to be determined. Also, it's currently the Colorado Avalanche. The first place 10-3 Chicago Cubs are headed to St. Louis today to take on their NL Central rivals, the 2-3 Cardinals. The Cardinals have had a few weeks off due to a coronavirus outbreak among their players and trainers. According to reports, no one who has tested positive is having anything more than mild symptoms. All of those players and staff must pass two coronavirus tests before joining the team. First pitch is set for 7:15 tonight in St. Louis. The White Sox, now losers of two straight, welcome in the Cleveland Indians at 7:10. The Tribe is 8-6 and in second place in the AL Central. The Sox are 7-6 and in third place in the Central. The first place Northwest Indiana Oilmen came from behind last night to win their 20th game of the season. Tonight at 7 p.m., they host the MCL Minutemen, who are 10-18. The Oilmen are 20-9 on the season. Following yesterday's 114-99 loss to the Phoenix Suns, the Pacers are off today. They'll play the LA Lakers tomorrow in the NBA bubble. And college football. The Valparaiso Crusaders won't be playing this fall. The Pioneer Football League's President's Council has announced that the league's schools will not conduct conference competition in fall of 2020. The PFL membership is spread from coast to coast and throughout the Midwest, which creates challenges related to team travel as well as difficulties meeting applicable state, local, and institutional health requirements and COVID-19 mitigation strategies. Looking at your Lakeshore weather forecast tonight, mostly clear skies, a low near 59. Saturday, sunny skies, a high near 85. Saturday night, partly cloudy, a low near 69. Sunday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 89. Monday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 89. For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tom Maloney. This has been your Midday News Update. Thanks for watching, and don't forget to share.